This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and I'll look at what is going on with ISIS and the battles between armed Islamist groups that have ranged from Turkey's 44 killed in the Istanbul Atatürk airport, followed by a brutal attack in a restaurant in Bangladesh on Friday that killed 22, and then that most devastating attack of all over the weekend, a suicide bombing in Baghdad that killed more than 150. The White House says that ISIS is losing ground and dominance in the region, but Rukmini Callimachi, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, says the ISIS violence is in fact widening and is occurring like clockwork in response to commands from ISIS leaders.
ISIS, like Al-Qaeda before it, has called for an uptick, an increase in violence during the holy month of Ramadan. The way I read the wave of attacks that have happened in the last few days and in the last few weeks is as a response to that call.
One of your reports following the Turkish bombing indicated that there were so many people in terrorist incidents, implicated in terrorist incidents in Europe and elsewhere, who had Turkish stamps in their passport, that passage through Turkey was a common element of so many of these radicalized individuals.
Yes, yes. Turkey has been the rear base for ISIS ever since the group rose to prominence a few years ago. Istanbul Airport, which is the airport that they allegedly bombed, is their airport. It's through that airport that their foreign fighters, especially from Europe, used to come through. That connection was so tight that in recent months, just the fact of buying a one-way ticket to Turkey was sometimes enough for law enforcement officials, both in Europe and in the U.S., to arrest somebody on suspicion of trying to join ISIS.
Saudi Arabia, that situation is much more serious in that it's clearly targeted. Al-Qaeda years ago said that they wanted to bring down the royal family. ISIS has so far not struck effectively in Saudi Arabia. Would this be a first strike?
It's not the first. There's been attacks on Shia targets before, and Saudi fits into the pattern that we saw with Bangladesh and actually also with Turkey. It's number one, much more targeted. It's aimed at religious minorities or security forces or foreigners. And secondly, in Turkey, they haven't even claimed the violence, and some analysts are reading that as a reflection of the fact that they need Turkey, and B, perhaps a reflection of the fact that they want a way out in case their attacks end up killing Sunni Muslim civilians.
Thinking about the Syrian civil war and the crisis there, U.S. generals over the weekend and really continuously have said that bombings from ISIS, tactically speaking, are a sign of desperation, that they have no military significance, and that the more they bomb, the more we should conclude that they're declining in significance. Do you buy that?
I really think that view is misguided. The reporting I've done has shown that ISIS's project of hitting the West and hitting outside of its territory in Iraq and Syria began before they even declared a caliphate. The first incident of an ISIS fighter returning to Europe that I was able to document is a young man called Ibrahim Boudina, who leaves Syria in December of 2013 and arrives in France in January of 2014, armed with TATP bombs and attempting to do an attack like we saw much later. The caliphate is not declared until the summer of 2014. And in the very first declarations by the spokesman of the Islamic State, if you go back and read them, you'll see that he outlines their goal as both holding territory and expanding and leading a conquest in the name of the caliphate, and secondly, hitting the West. The two goals have always been intertwined. I think what's happened is that in the early months and years of ISIS, they were not successful. The majority of their plots to hit the West were foiled. The people were arrested. What happened is that they became better at eluding authorities, better at using encryption, and better at plotting these multi-pronged coordinated attacks. And we're now suddenly seeing the fruit of that. And it's being spun as, oh, they're being squeezed in Iraq. They're losing territory, and that's why they're lashing out. I think that framework is wrong.
Rukmini Callimachi is foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. She spoke to us from Paris. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.